You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is just past 10:40 AM on this Wednesday, July 12th, which means it's time for Valley Talk. I am Cameron Heron, and I am joined by a very special guest. It is Chris Boyk, director of the Crookston Library. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad to have you on here, and you're here to talk about lots of things coming up at the library, but just maybe for the listeners, just give a general rundown of kind of the stuff that
is going
happens
on
at the library. Yeah,
all things library. So we are in the midst of our summer library experience, our SLE programs for the summer. We kicked those off the, I believe June 7th was our first one. Hard to believe that we are already zeroing in on our last few. We have actually today, it's always Wednesdays, normally at 2, but today looks a little bit different because we have our movie at the Grand Theater. My understanding is that the Grand Theater has been running some free movies for kids this summer at 1 o'clock on Wednesdays anyway, but we've been doing this for a few years now. This has been, this is our third year or fourth year with offering a summer movie, and it is at 1 o'clock, and our summer library experience theme this year, Cameron, is express yourself. So we decided to go with Happy Feet, and we thought that that would be a fun movie, uplifting, musical, be a good time for people of all ages, really. And so that's at 1 o'clock today, basically 1 to 3. But we're asking for kids to get to the Grand Theater as early as 12:30 if they can, or a little sooner even.
Yeah.
It's hard when you've got Club Kid and everybody coming at once to try to get everybody in the door, get their popcorn, their pop, their candy, whatever it is they're going to have, if they want concessions, to get them in and get them seated by the time that the previews start. And so we ask that they show up a little bit early today, but that's Happy Feet, and that's at 1 o'clock. Then we follow that up with the following Wednesday on the 19th, it would be the 19th. Our next one is Just for Kicks, and that would be back at our regular time of 2 o'clock. So they generally run about an hour. Obviously, the movie today will be 2 hours or so. So that's at 1. Next week, the 19th, it'd be the 2 o'clock again with Just for Kicks. Come and learn some, new dance moves courtesy of the Just for Kicks dance instructors. And that might even be outside if the weather permits.
Yep.
And then the 26th is our finale already, hard to believe.
Wow.
And that is going to be Nature Prints with Sarah. Sarah Watson-Curry is a former Laurel employee, and she is a art teacher now. And she will help kids explore the natural world around them with an eco-printing party. And she will be talking about just incorporating all sorts of natural materials in terms of with their art that day. All of these events are always free. We do ask that kids bring money today for concessions to the Grand Theater. So that won't be provided, but the movie is, and it always is on for at least for Laurel, for the summer one. And sounds like, again, Bo and Brian are doing that all summer long on Wednesdays at 1. So that's a really neat thing for the folks. And then we've got a number of other things going on. Next Thursday night, July 20th, is our second concert in our summer concert series.
That was kind of the main reason I brought you on.
Exactly.
To let you know about this fun event coming up.
Yeah, we've had a nice turnout for all of our concerts, each year that we've, done this. 2 years ago, we started with one in our concert. I can't really call that a series. It was sort of a solo concert event.
Yeah.
Last year, we started doing them the third Thursday of June and July. So we had two last year. This is our first summer that we've had three. And again, we're going with our third Thursday of the month. And this one happens to be next Thursday, July 20th. It is Brianna and Zach. They're a concert musical duo. The duo is, Brianna Helbling has over 1 million views on TikTok and has played Wii Fest and paired up with Zach Thomas who's also been featured on American Idol twice.
Wow.
So, the admission is free to that. We've started to get an even bigger following with these summer concert series concerts, and hope to have a good turnout next Thursday night. Bring a chair. It's always out in front. I suppose if it's pouring rain, you know, it may, obviously it's going to not necessarily be canceled, but maybe postponed. We might be able to reschedule. We don't know. It's possible it could get canceled altogether, but we'd have to wait and see when that time comes. That's never happened.
Is this like a concert for all ages, or is it more tailored to kids?
I think it's a concert. I think we try to pick, you know, talent and entertainment that could be of interest to all ages.
So
I think people of all ages would enjoy it. We've had a mixed audience already for the other concert performances in other, you know, not just last season, but this season too for the first one. And so we're really excited to bring them in because it sounds like they're followed pretty closely, these two, Brianna and Zach. And then the third one is going to be Thursday, August 17th, which happens to be during Oxcart Days. And that one will also be, I should mention, these are at 6:30. All of them are free. And all of them are made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. So they are legacy concerts or legacy events as well. And we always appreciate that funding from the state legislature. And so if you enjoy these legacy programs, we always ask that you know, if you see Representative Keel, if you see Senator Johnson, you'll thank them and tell them that you're enjoying these events and programs at the Crookston Public Library and all of our Polk County locations and region-wide locations, because these events are made possible by the Legacy Fund, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And so we very much appreciate that. But Thursday, August 17th, then at 6:30, it's Kissing Company, which is a high-energy rock, country, and pop group. They do a lot of a mixture of different tunes. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to those last two in the series. And the first of which is next Thursday, July 20th. So definitely bring a chair, come on out, hopefully weather permitting, and enjoy that performance.
And that's just right outside the library? Or
right out in front. Yeah. I mean, we get people that drive by and wave. They come by on, you know, their bikes, not necessarily even knowing that there's a concert.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they stop or they pull over and they get out or park and come on over and listen.
They stay. The whole time.
Yeah, they really enjoy it. I think they've done a great job in Moorhead, our legacy coordinator, of just picking and choosing the right groups to bring in. And so far, they've really gotten a lot of interest, and that they've really been enjoyed by a lot of people. We've had upwards of, you know, anywhere from normally about 75 to 100 people that have been coming out. So that's really a nice turnout. Yeah,
yeah,
it really is. And then we have our regular summer programming still going on, like our Thursday morning story times every Thursday, which tomorrow morning, 10:30, we have story time with the kiddos. And if we can, we get out and we enjoy the sunshine. And sunshine story time is kind of what we call it in the summers. And even if it's cloudy, we'll definitely do it. But it, most likely if it's overcast, if it's too cold, or if it's, you know, inclement weather, we'll have it inside.
Yeah.
And then, we always have, our baby bounce programs. Our next one is next Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. It's always the first and third Tuesdays of the month. And we won't start starting back with our STEMsational Tuesdays until this coming September. It'll be coming up in the fall again. But I also wanted to mention that we have our next Books and Brews is going to be on, it's Tuesday the 25th. And that's at 6:30 at Draft Sports Bar and Grill, led by our librarian, Jane Berg. And that book, if you don't already know, there's still time to get it and read it, is Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman. And then we switch off. We alternate our book clubs at the library. So then next month in August, it would be Reading by the Red, led by Corrine Everett. And that particular book is French Braid by Anne Tyler. So, you know, I know I'm mentioning these. I know these are recorded. You can refer back to them. Otherwise, you know, you can always give us a call for anyone interested, again, in the titles, the authors, these different events at 218-281-4522. And we would be happy to share those titles and that information with you again on those events and programs. And you can always visit us at laurel.org and then go to the Crookston calendar. We've got all of our calendars for all of our different locations, all of our branches and link sites at laurel.org. And that's another great way to see what's going on, not only in Crookston, but in the region. We have a lot of people that go to the programs in Climax, that they have wonderful programming over in Climax. Sheila Capistrand, just many of our listeners are familiar with Sheila. She's been a librarian with Laurel for many years, and she does a wonderful job over there with programming, as does Judy Malmunger over in McIntosh, Casey Haroldson in Fauston, and then Laura Gullickson in Fertile does a great job too. We've just really fortunate that we've got such a solid staff, very knowledgeable, mm-hmm. And very helpful. And in assisting with people with everything from printing to faxing and copying to just, you know, making their way around the computer. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of great information. Obviously, it's great that a lot of people come together to make so that all these library events can come together and be a success like they kind of have been, or it sounds like they've been. Do you have any other like general info about the Crookston Public Library? Like just like,
well,
stuff inside? Or?
Well, we actually, yeah, we've got, it's been great in terms of more progress at the library. We've obviously got a great partner. I always mention that, you know, it's wonderful to have the city of Crookston be so behind, you know, the library and support it and want such a nice place for people of all ages to come and learn and grow to enrich their lives with all of the different things going on there, because we do have a beautiful library and we're very, very fortunate that we have the support that we do to maintain it. And so we just got all new windows. We got that completed, that project. They just finished, I believe, Monday on all of our new gutters and downspouts, which we were really very much in need of when they built the building originally back in 1984. We only had certain sections of the building that actually had some gutters and downspouts on it. It wasn't completely done all the way around. I think because most people that are from here, which I am not, but many, many Crookstonites have memories of going to the pool, the outdoor pool that once sat where the library sits now. And actually, because we're by the river and because we put it where the pool used to be, you know, a lot of that has shifted and the ground has kind of, it's, you know, the concrete has kind of sunk a little bit. Everything is just kind of, and we've had some water kind of issues at times. So now the last big thing that we really need to look at is, you know, kind of some of the concrete around the building. We're going to be getting exterior lighting. That's the next part of the project besides the windows. And I do want to point out that for many years, people have been hearing about the leaky roof at the library, the peak. That also has been fixed.
Nice.
Those windows on the peak of the roof have been replaced. So we have two new banks of windows. We still have that natural, beautiful sunlight coming in, which Great. Is wonderful for reading. And also now the gutters and downspouts. So the next phase of it is really getting the exterior lighting completed. We've got plans for that, but we now have to just kind of think about how does the concrete fit into that, because we can't reuse some of the same concrete pads for the new lights that we currently have. So we're working with that, and then we'll look at some of our exterior signage needs. But it's really coming together, and it's really a beautiful space. And we're going to have a new commercial at the Grand Theater starting here within the next week. And so that'll be kind of fun to see up on the big screen. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot going on. And I want to also mention that we have the Family Resource Center that we are, again, working closely. We have hours Monday through Thursdays. Victoria Ramirez is the Family Resource Coordinator. She was on with me last time when I came on about a month ago. And she'll probably come on again to talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Family Resource Center. But, you know, if you have needs for yourself, your family, especially with school approaching again here this early fall, tutoring, you know, just trying to get maybe income maintenance forms done, you need help finding housing, you need help finding employment. We work closely with so many agencies, including Career Force. And we have regular hours with Career Force for the Family Resource Center. all of those hours resources are listed again on our website, and the Family Resource Center, which I have to be honest, I don't have that information for the actual website in front of me right now. I should have brought it, so I apologize. But you can always contact us and we can direct you to the Resource Center. They do have hours at the Crookston Public Library Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And that includes Monday evenings for people who work and during the day. And Victoria and all of our partners, Karen Warmack, the director of Polk County Social Services, everyone in at Polk County, Aluma, Career Force, the school district here and in East Grand Forks has just done a wonderful job of working together. I know I'm excluding some of our partners, but we have more that are coming on since we started and are interested in coming on and being a part of that. And it's a wonderful resource for individuals and families, Cameron, who just need help with whether it's their energy bills that have gone up, their housing needs, their employment needs, their mental health needs. We are kind of your one-stop shop at the Crookston Library for all of those needs. And if our staff can't help you with something, we have lots of other resources available through that Family Resource Center that can.
Wow, that just sounds like a lot of great things that is provided there.
There's a lot of great things going on, and we're fortunate to be able to offer those. And again, with our partners, the City of Crookston as well as Polk County. So we just really have a lot of great things going on here. For people that need the resources and the help, and so we're anxious to share those with people. So definitely give us a call, 218-281-4522. Check out our website at laurel.org, or just stop by at 110 North Ash, and we'd be more than happy to help you out.
Well, so summer concert, July 20th, starts at 6:30 p.m. Brianna and Zach, should be a fun time. Lots of other events.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
yep.
You can go to laurel.com to see
.org.
Those events, correct?
Yep.
Or .org.
Sorry about that. Yep. That's okay.
And if you want to re-listen to this Valley Talk, for the radio listeners, kind of like you mentioned, if this is the place that you want to hear those events again, you can head to krox.com, head to the community tab, and go down to Valley Talk, and then click on the Chris Boyd Crookston Public Library one. There should be a click here to listen. So,
and I should also mention, you guys do a wonderful job always of putting everything on the bulletin board. So mm-hmm. just check out KROX as well. And
wow.
Another great resource.
We appreciate that. And we appreciate you coming on, Chris. We appreciate
Thank you for having
all
me.
This info. Yep, I'm sure the community is very excited for a lot of these fun events coming up. So that was your Wednesday, July 12th edition of Valley Talk here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX.